Hello, church. Thank you for tuning in to our weekly podcast. Last Sunday, Pastor Steve taught us about praying with faith. Pastor Steve told us that when we pray in faith, we will think in faith, we will speak in faith, and that we will act in that faith. Today, we will build on that and discuss the story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. The story starts with Jesus and his disciples at the place where John the Baptist had been baptizing people. While there, a messenger sent from Mary and Martha informed Jesus that Lazarus, whom Jesus loved, was ill. We will pick up the story in John chapter 11, verse 17. Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning her brother. So when Martha had heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." So often we are like Martha. We want to blame the Lord for our problems instead of seeing him as the solution. We want to point our fingers at him instead of seeking him. Let's jump to verse 32. Now when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." So just like Martha, the first thing that Mary does is blame God. We find ourselves disappointed by the Lord because he does not do the things we wanted, or he did not do them in the ways we want them. Or maybe we just see his promises as unfulfilled. Let's pick up in verse 33. When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come were also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." We have a Lord and Savior in Jesus Christ who sympathizes with us. He is concerned with us. He's concerned with our well-being, and he loves us. Continuing in verse 37, but some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man also have kept this man from dying?" Now the crowd, just like Martha and Mary, are wondering where Jesus was. Why did he not save Lazarus? Why did he not do what they wanted him to do? Maybe Martha and Mary were praying for a miracle, but had not happened yet. Continuing in verse 38, then Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead 4 days." So now Jesus is ready to ask God to raise Lazarus from the dead. We see that the miracle is ready to be performed, the prayer ready to be answered, but Martha is lacking faith. Instead of acting in faith, she is questioning God. She is questioning his ways, his method. Why don't we act in faith? Why do we fail to do as the Lord commands? Why do we fail to be proactive? In verse 40, Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" Jesus calls her out on her unbelief. How often have we stood in the way of our prayers being answered? How often have we stood in the way of the miracle we desperately need? We have made our request, but we lack faith. We sit back and wait. We sit on the sidelines instead of being proactive. We need to be like the daughter from Pastor Steve's story last Sunday. The daughter went up to her father and asked, "Will you build me a dollhouse?" And of course, he said yes, because he wanted to take care of her and wanted to do nice things for her. Now the daughter acted in faith. She went to her room and started grabbing her dolls one by one and staging them on the porch in preparation for that dollhouse she had been promised. We need to be like that daughter. When we ask for a miracle, when we ask for a prayer to be answered, we need to take the first steps and let Jesus come and do his part. In verse 41, we'll continue. So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me. God knew the wishes of the people. He knew their prayers. And now that they had taken that first step in faith, and they had acted in faith, and that they had moved away the stone, he was ready to answer their prayers. He was ready to perform a miracle. In verse 43, when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The man who had died came out, his hands and feet bound with linen strips and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, unbind him and let him go. Here we see the fulfillment of their faith. Once Mary and Martha had done their part, Jesus did his, but it wasn't finished. Lazarus was alive, but he was still bound. Mary and Martha had to follow through and finish the miracle. God includes us in his plans. We are not bystanders. We are not spectators. We are active participants. If we do not act in faith, we may never see our prayer answered. We may never see the miracle we are desperately looking for. Have you decided upon what you will pray for this week in faith? Pastor Steve asked us to find one thing to pray about in faith. Pray in faith that God will answer your prayer. But remember, you can't just sit back and wait. If your request requires an action, take that first step in faith and let God come alongside and do his part. Remember, do not doubt, but have faith. Thank you for tuning in this week to our weekly podcast. I hope you have a blessed week. We'll see you Sunday.